This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, it's What's on Your Mind? 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com, or text 701-226-8503. And as you get going on your Independence Day holiday weekend plans, stock up at PetroServe USA. The June specials are still going on, but this is the last day of June, if you didn't notice. By the way, they are giving away $50,000, so register every week so you get your share. Deli Express Mega Sandwiches are just $2.79 each. Nestle Pure Life Water, two for a dollar. If you haven't looked at the forecast, by the way, as we get the third and fourth and stuff, getting into the 90s, may have some triple digits in some places. Stay hydrated. Stock up on that water. Jack Lynx, 2 ounce B6, $1.89 each. Perrier Sparkling Water, 99 cents each. Red Bull 12-ounce cans, two for $5. Nest Tea 23-ounce bottles, 89 cents each. Reese's Crunch Cookie Cups, standard, are 59 and are not nearly large enough. That's why they make king size, $1.09 each for those. Pringles, gummies, and more on sale, PetroServe USA. Scott Hennin, out but in. And Ron Ness here for the North Dakota Petroleum Council as well.
Well, the Mr. What's on Your Mind himself, Scott, have you joined us?
I have. Ron, how are you?
Scott, we're doing fantastic, and we are so looking forward to an update of your multi-day trip in Norway. But first, we have to ask you, what's your favorite thing to do on Independence Day? Now, I know you're going to be doing your show live here. There's a lot of grumbling from the staff about doing your show next week, but we're glad you're doing it. So what else do you like to do on the 4th of July?
Well, we're going to, and by the way, on the July 4th show, we're going to talk to some North Dakota Guard heroes and folks that have served this country because, of course, freedom, as we know, is not free. And so those are the folks that are doing it every day. So growing up, it was always fireworks and, you know, family and backyard barbecues and go to the lake and still do that when it works. But I tell you, the older I get, the more I like to spend the 4th of July just thinking about how darn lucky we are to have the freedoms that we do in America. And I think a vast majority of the country takes it for granted. I've taken it for granted most of my 50-plus years as well. But I don't think we should. I think if you're born in this country, the second you're born, you were among the luckiest people on the globe, you know, right that instant. So I really like more and more just pondering how incredibly lucky we are to have this freedom.
Well, Scott, thanks for doing that. And you did it on Memorial Day. And I think all the fun things we talk about that we all like to do on Independence Day, we can't forget that that all comes at a cost from our ancestors and those who have fought for all of us. So tell us about your trip. What's your favorite part about Norway?
Just the immense beauty. I mean, I've run out of words to describe it. It really is, just breathtakingly beautiful. It is incredible. We've seen hundreds of fjords, and I really didn't even know what a fjord was before I got over here. You know, it's basically a lake that ultimately goes out to a bigger body of water, you know, and weaves its way into the mountains. But the beauty that creates with these giant mountains, they told us today, some of these fjords are like 4,000 feet deep. So if you drained it, the base of the mountain to the top, they'd have, some of the highest mountains on Earth. It'd be like the Alps or something. So they're really just incredible. And so it's probably, I'd have to say, first and foremost, the beauty. I know you were here not long ago with family, and it's just hard to describe, really, isn't it?
Well, it is, and when you come down Flom, if you took the railroad and you come into Flom, and you're in that little beautiful mountain area, and all of a sudden you get out to the fjord, and here's a cruise ship, hundreds of miles inland, and in this miles deep in the waterfalls, and really from end to end, the country is just absolutely phenomenal. Where are you at today, Scott?
We're in Bergen. So we started in Oslo and just kind of weaved our way throughout Norway, and now have ended up in Bergen. So we're here for a couple of days to just soak it all in. And it's what a great city this is. It's just I can't even believe it. I mean, it's my first trip across the pond to Europe at all. So I mean, I don't have a lot of comparisons, but it feels very very much like a neat Europe town. Just, you know, obviously the port here, but all the buildings, and you know, we saw you know, things that go back to the year 1100 today, you know, so the history is here, but the beauty, you know, we've been with the town. It's not a huge town, but it's like 300,000 people, but it really feels a lot like Europe, but really beautiful town as well.
The view from the top of the city of Bergen and the market is pretty amazing. Have you been down to the market?
We have been to the market, yeah. We're there today, and this morning we took the little tram up to the top of the mountain, which is really a neat little thing to do. And, you know, so you can soak in everything from above. It really is amazing. Here, you'll love this story. So we get to Bergen, and I run over to the mall just to get a couple of things. And I'm at this store, and this woman says, you know, young girl, probably 20, where are you from? And I said, North Dakota. She said, Dakota Access Pipeline, huh? That's what she said in Bergen, Norway. She gives me that right away. I said, yeah, actually, that was. What do you know about it? She said, all my friends know about it. We know everything about it. I said, well, you must be in favor of the pipeline, given, you know, Norway's history with oil and how much it's been a part of your economy. No, not this generation. We're very much against it. And so I had a very civil, which was nice, but lengthy conversation. She asked me a lot of things, and she really couldn't tell me why she didn't like it, other than she didn't like it, and she was hoping Bernie Sanders would be successful. So even in Bergen, Norway, you engage in conversations about the Dakota Access Pipeline, believe it or not.
Well, that was one of the things in Norway that they tend to hide their fossil fuel interests. And we know that the country is primarily funded, almost completely funded by oil and gas assets, and the next generation doesn't like to acknowledge that. So it's kind of a hidden thing. They transport their natural gas into Britain and sell it all, but it's kind of interesting. Scott, we've been talking a lot this week about the food. How's the food?
You know, I am a picky eater, you know, and so I was really kind of dreading that. I don't like seafood.
When did you become a picky eater? I've seen what you eat in the studio.
And people like say, you don't like seafood, but actually the food has been extraordinary. And other than duck, which just didn't do it for me, and actually some herring last night that was really odd, everything's been great. Really has. It's been really, really good. I've found lots of things to like, and even reindeer, believe it or not. I thought the idea of eating reindeer about made me want to hurl before I got here, but we had a reindeer dish. It was like beef.
And now his nose is growing red.
Scott, when I was in Norway, being a full-blooded Norwegian, I was looking all over for lefse and sandbåkels and all of the krumkake and all of the great treats that we get on holidays. But you know, those aren't the things that you see at the markets or at the restaurants. You see more of the fish items and the things they have access to in Norway, obviously.
Fabulous waffles, no lutefisk. So you're absolutely right. And we visited some family of Maria's up in Tynset, Norway, and took a little excursion on our own. And they put on a feast like you can't believe. I mean, you know, and it was a few of those traditional things that we remember from different holidays and whatnot. But that was a lot of fun too, just meeting family and, you know, cousins and kids and spending a few hours with them. So that's been an important part of this course. North Dakota is a good chunk of North Dakota is populated with the many people that came from Norway. So there's a lot of connections to communities and villages we saw back home in North Dakota and Minnesota.
You can actually get those waffles at the gas stations in Grand Forks. And if you put that brown cheese of them inside, they're pretty fantastic. Scott, how many do you have in your group that you give us a little background on the group you're traveling with?
So we actually have two groups that are here. One is called the Luxury Tour that Carol Juven's been doing for a while. A number of our listeners decided to do that one. That's about 42 people. In fact, Bob Benson's on the trip, retired president and CEO of North American Coal, and his wife, and some of their friends from North Dakota. And then we have 26 in the other bus. So You got, north of 60 folks between the two buses and on the tour all having just a fabulous time. And all throughout North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, and down to South Dakota, too. And everybody's just loving it. It's the first time I've been on a trip where I said, I don't want to go home. And, I mean, I always want to go home. I'm chomping at the bit after 4 days. I've had enough of this. I've seen it. Let's go. But it really is that incredible. When one day is better than the next, you don't even want to go home.
The scenery is really hard to describe, and the volume, the distance of miles that we would have to travel in the U.S. to see anything like you're seeing on any given look out that bus window, it's just, and how things transition from the mountains to the sea and the waterfalls and the fjord, it's really simply amazing. Have you paid any attention to American politics while you're over there, Scott? We're going to wrap up in a minute here.
Keeping track a little bit of some of the stuff. It's amazing when you just kind of beam in and out and aren't doing a deep dive into how petty it seems, especially the stuff with Trump and his tweets right now. I mean, get out. We have $20 trillion of debt. Let's worry about that, right?
All right. Well, more on the way. What's on your mind?
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer the second annual market outlook for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discussion of marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2017 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held on July 27th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the NDSU Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall. The course will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office or logging on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our state is a leading coal producer. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we're among only 7 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. It keeps our electricity affordable and reliable and provides high-quality jobs and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 15,000 good-paying jobs, $1 billion in personal income, $3.4 billion in economic impact, $100 million a year going to the state. A new statewide poll found North Dakotans overwhelmingly support the coal industry's efforts to research and develop near-zero emissions technology to ensure our energy future is secure and protect our economy. They know we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to keep our power costs low and ensure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at the Coalition for Secure Energy Future, SecureEnergyFuture.org. 21 after the hour, what's on your mind? Ron Ness in for Scott Henin with Scott Henin.
That's
weird. Okay.
Well, so we have got Scott Henin live from Bergen, Norway. It is about, I believe, about 5:20 there, Scott. Am I correct?
It is, yep.
Seven hours. And we were chatting during the break that you are operating on the kroner monetary system right now in Norway. And a kroner is one kroner is equal to, I believe, about $8. $1
yeah,
equal
yeah.
to eight or 9 kroner. So when you buy something over there for $10, it's going to cost you $85. So it's kind of a culture shock. Of course, if you have a beer and a glass of wine, it's like 19 or something, $19 and 75 kroners or whatever it is. So give us a couple more shots of your experience in Norway, Scott, and then we're gonna move on to our guests.
Especially with our heritage and the ties to back home, this is a place you should come and see. It really is. And, meet the people, take it in. Carol Juven has done an incredible job for us of Juven Tours. And it's hard to find people that haven't been, if they've been to Norway on one of Carol's tours. And he'll get you to your family. He'll make sure you meet people. But the beauty is just absolutely staggering. It's a place that is so different than North Dakota. From a landscape and scenery standpoint, but very much the same with the people. So it's worth coming for sure. And I'm looking forward to getting back, being on the show Monday, crank it up, telling you more about it. And, of course, won't be long, Ron. It'll be time for the Cook Fest. We'll have to hit the road.
We have been talking about the Cook Fest and that Cook Fest in West Hope and that one in Medora. We are inviting people from across the listening region to bring your family and come to Medora. And, Scott, you're talking about hooking up with ancestors in Norway, and I always thought that was kind of a fallacy thing that only happened to certain people. And we went over there, and we ended up meeting second cousins up by Trondheim, and just never really imagined it could happen. And we had absolutely no idea these people existed, and they brought us into their home. And it really, truly does happen. We are that closely linked to the Norwegians with our heritage, and it's a great experience, and definitely the tours that we have out of North Dakota, great opportunity for North Dakotans. So thanks for taking those, what do you got, about 70 people, you said, on your journey with you?
Yeah, we sure do, and having a blast, for sure. Ron, thanks for helping out with the show a couple of days, and appreciate everything you guys do at the Town Council. Look forward to seeing you again soon, and I'll get going so you can chat with Mr. Harju, the genius from EERC, right?
Thanks, Scott. And Scott's got lots of great pictures on his Facebook account if you want to get a view of what we've been chatting about here. So thanks and goodwill, Scott. Travel safely home. So with that, we're going to move on to John Harju out of the EERC in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
Hey, John, you know what my question is going to be. So what's your favorite thing to do on Independence Day?
Well, my favorite thing to do on Independence Day is get in a boat, watch some fireworks, love that long summer day.
Well, I think a lot of people join in that same favorite thing to do. What's been going on at EERC, and what are the couple of big things that you guys see in the future coming forward for North Dakota Energy?
Well, we've been really busy trying to take this conundrum associated with our coal plants in the state who have been pinpointed as big sources of carbon emissions, CO2 to be precise. But I see this huge need for CO2 in our Bakken system because with today's best technology in our Bakken system, we're leaving 90% of the oil behind. And we can put that CO2 from those power facilities to work to meaningfully change that recovery factor on this Bakken system. We believe we can extend the life of this resource for generations by putting that CO2 to work.
John, we've been talking about CO2 enhanced oil recovery in North Dakota for at least 15 years probably, and you guys at EERC have been leading the research. How do we ultimately get the stars aligned and make this happen?
Well, one of the really cool things that's happening right now is in conjunction with some of our friends in the power sector, we're in the advanced planning stages for an actual implementation of a project that would bring millions of tons of CO2 from one of those power facilities into our petroleum system here. So we've been working closely with the power company. We've been convening meetings with the potential off-takers on the oil side. In the meantime, we just completed a pilot injection with one of the operators here in the state of CO2 into unfractured Bakken Reservoir. We just completed that last weekend. And right now, we are in very advanced stages for a full drill spacing unit where we would be injecting rich Bakken gas. And this would be a great proxy for CO2, but CO2 has been largely unavailable, at least at economic and commercial quantity, for us here in the state because the capture facilities and the capture technology has been so expensive. We're real hopeful to bring those costs down considerably and put that CO2 to work.
John, I had a question texted me here. Where does the funding for those type of projects come from for EERC, and how does EERC operate in that space?
So the bulk of the funding that we've been able to pull together for this kind of work is typically led by the federal government. So the U.S. Department of Energy and specifically the fossil energy budget of the U.S. Department of Energy has been a critical source of that kind of investment for us. In any one year, that fossil energy budget tends to be half or more of the EERC's total expenditures. Our next big source of revenue is actually the research councils from the North Dakota Industrial Commission. So as you're well aware, a tiny portion of the oil extraction tax and the coal conversion taxes are set aside for research to reinvest in the longevity of those industries. There's also a renewable tax, a renewable resource program, but that actually comes from the general fund because there isn't a substantial tax revenue source from those renewables at this point in time. And then the balance.
John, we're going to move on to a break here. Can you hold on through the break?
I can.
All right, we'll catch you on the backside of the break, and we'll be back shortly.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
How did the Dakota Access protests get as big as they did? That question for Major General Al Dorman of the North Dakota National Guard and Director of the North Dakota Department of Emergency Services on the latest episode of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
It was amazing as they drove their narrative on social media how that camp could swell in a matter of a day or two from folks just driving in. So I think it was somewhat organic. I'm not sure anybody at the start of this thing saw it getting as big as it did. But these new technologies that we're all going to have to keep an eye on and learn to deal with, that you can very rapidly gather like-minded people together for protests like this. And again, when they have a area of land that they can basically move into and do as they see fit, they have the opportunity to come in and participate in that sort of activity.
That's Major General Al Dorman of the North Dakota National Guard for another of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest episodes. Keep listening for more right here.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thompson & Sons has been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services not only to Bismarck but across the region in North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. Residential services including furnace and air conditioner replacement, water heater replacement, garage heater installation, bathroom remodeling, garbage disposal replacement, humidifier installation, natural gas grill piping. Commercial services is one of the oldest mechanical companies in the city of Bismarck. H.A. Thompson Sons prides themselves in thousands of buildings. We've installed the plumbing and piping systems in Bismarck, Mandan, and throughout North Dakota. Designing, building, new construction, prefab, remodeling, repairing, whatever. Financing available. Free estimates. 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or online hatandsons.com. H.A. Thompson and Sons since 1908. 27 before the hour, Todd Mitchell, Scott Hennen back Monday, and what's in your mind, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council's in.
We are going to wrap up the last half hour of Independence Friday, and we are so intrigued by what people's favorite things are to do on the 4th of July. We're going to continue our discussion with John Haru, the Vice President of Strategic Partnerships at the Energy Environmental Research Center in Grand Forks. John, we've been talking about enhanced oil recovery with the use of CO2 from North Dakota's coal-fired gas plants or ethanol plants. Can you give us kind of a layman's grasp of how you do that in the Bakken in terms of traditional reservoir in North Dakota? You would have used water to push more oil, but how's that really? What's that really doing in the Bakken?
Yeah, so what CO2 does when we mix it with oil is it actually swells that oil up a little bit. It reduces its viscosity, and it makes it more mobile in the reservoir. So what we do is we get that oil that's otherwise stuck there, and we're able to draw it to our production wells. So, you know, really what we're doing there is there's really no incremental footprint. So what we're doing is not really increasing the rates ultimately of oil and gas wells with this, but what we're doing is increasing their lives. So rather than abandoning one of those wells 7-8 years into its producing history, what we hope to do is extend that life up to 25, 30, 40 years, a whole incremental generation. And what we really hope to do is double or maybe even triple the amount of petroleum that we recover from this system.
So just in general terms, if we're able to get, instead of getting 4 to 6 barrels of oil out of a Bakken, out of every 100 barrels of oil in the Bakken well, I believe a 1% recovery increase, just going to 5 or 7 is about 1 billion barrels of oil over the life of the field that we're looking at. Can you kind of put that in perspective?
Yeah, we use that as our rule of thumb, that every incremental percent of the oil in place that we produce is about 1 billion more barrels. And, you know, at this point, we've produced, what, about 3 billion barrels in the whole history of North Dakota, and 2 of that in the last 10 years?
That is correct. We have gone from 1 billion barrels to 3 billion barrels, really, in about 7 years.
Yeah, and what we would hope to do is, rather than get stuck at some number like around 8 or 9 or 10 billion, get that number to 20 or 25 or 30 billion. So that's the kind of thing we're looking at here, is really extending that incredible tax revenue, extending those incredible jobs and opportunities, and really just changing the entire notion of, you know, you think back 10 years, we talked about, well, you know, could we get to energy security in this country? You know, could we, you know, make sure that we have good trading partners that can help us get the oil we need in this country? Now we're actually exporting oil into the global market. In fact, last year we only imported about 1/4 of our total petroleum product as a net, and that's down from 60% 10 years ago. So you think about what that means to our economy. Every day, at $50 oil, every day, we are keeping that money churning in our own economy instead of exporting it to countries that aren't even friendly to us. I mean, it's crazy.
We have been joined in studio with Representative Todd Porter from District 34 in Mandan. Hi, Todd.
Morning.
So before we get into your topics here, what's your favorite thing to do on the 4th of July, Todd?
Well, being from Mandan, the 4th of July is pretty sacred. We like to hit a rodeo or two, hit a street dance or two, and of course, hit the world-famous Mandan 4th of July Rodeo Parade. And then being in politics, not only do I have to hit it, every once in a while I have to walk the entire length of the parade just in order to prove to Senator Cook that I can still do it.
So if you haven't been to Mandan for 4th of July, it should almost be mandatory if you live in the region, because it is kind of the epicenter of 4th of July. Yeah, how about your fireworks stories? You got any good fireworks stories out there?
Well, you know, one other thing about Mandan, don't forget Art in the Park is going on, and there are vendors from all over the region that come into Mandan. There's musicians playing in the music hall over there, and we... It's an all-around great event for Mandan. I think, you know, over the years with fireworks, my pal Jerry and I, we used to spend a lot of money on fireworks. And then all of a sudden, on Jerry's side, the money started dwindling, so did the show. And then pretty soon, I can't even hardly find Jerry. He just kind of disappeared. So I don't know if he's at the nursing home, or I don't know where Jerry is.
Maybe Jerry just decided that maybe he has just as much fun if you pay all of the costs of the fireworks and he just gets to enjoy them. Is that the way that works?
It seems to be heading that way.
Sounds a little Jerry-like to me. But, Todd, you've been a champion of value-added energy, and you were listening to John's comments about getting more oil out of this resource. And in the terms of a legislature that's just been through a very rugged session and trimming budgets and making the tough choices, we had Ryan Rauschenberger on earlier today. You know, the revenues are flat going forward. We have to be, I think the legislature has done a fabulous job over the years of trying to put money away, criticized at the time for it. But just give us a sense of what that means, the legislature, to be able to think of additional opportunities and revenues, but then the value-added thing that you've championed over the years.
Well, I think the one thing that we have to really maintain our focus and discipline on is that infrastructure is by far the number one key to success, because businesses and the business economy wants to see that infrastructure and that investment. You know, housing markets and those kinds of things follow the business model. But we have to really be careful with the way we spend the money, that we aren't growing ongoing expenditures, that we're investing in one-time items so that the economy catches up to those things. And the private business sector does what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to be the catalyst of our economy. We're supposed to be there on the sidelines, just kind of moving things around and making sure that the businesses can function and that they can actually do what they're intended to do.
We have a caller, Mark, on the line from Goodrich. Mark, are you on the line with a question?
Yes. I wanted to comment on what John was saying about extending the life of oil wells with CO2 injection. That's really an unproven benefit. As of now, the costs of doing that exceed the benefits. So he linked somehow the extension, the theoretical extension of these life of the well to energy security. But see, there's this important link here to the Declaration of Independence, what we're celebrating. So energy security, according to him, is exporting oil. We still import a lot of oil from the Middle East. So what energy security really means is a declaration of dependence on tyrannical regimes like Saudi Arabia. So we need to get energy independent, because we have enough natural gas to power our entire transportation industry for hundreds of years, not to mention the amount of coal that we have that can power our country for hundreds of years. We don't need to import any oil. We need to stop exporting and become energy independent. Make America great again. Praise God.
Well, Mark, I think that's the great question is, now that we're energy secure, we can become energy independent, but also we can be an energy dominant power, in which we can use that as a geopolitical tool to help our friends and allies across the world, so they're not subservient to other nations in this world that hold them hostage over their energy supply. So, and that's what Congress did 2 years ago when they opened up the free market to allow us to play with the rest of the world in the oil markets, which we couldn't do that before. So, and John, I don't know if you have a comment about extending I think that Mark's question is good, and I get the question, why aren't we doing this with CO2 and the oil wells? But that's really where the research plays in, I suspect. We may have lost John, but I think that is the big question. CO2 utilization, captured from these plants and facilities as new technology, and also going into a field like the Bakken that is 10,000 feet deep, a lot of new technology, a lot of new research. We really haven't done that in an unconventional reservoir like the Bakken. So that's where EERC has played that big role going forward. So thanks, Mark, for that call. Todd, there's a story in the paper today about WBI Energy, which is an affiliate of Montana Dakota Utilities, expanding their natural gas transportation and to eastern North Dakota using Bakken gas. And, you guys have talked a lot about trying to add value to that Bakken gas in North Dakota, and we talked a little bit about the other day. So some thoughts on that?
You know, I think our next move, you know, going back to Mark's comments and questions, our next move is absolutely using as much of this energy and this natural resource as we possibly can. The more we can use inside of the state of North Dakota, the better off North Dakota's economy is going to be, and the better we weather situations like we have right now. You know, we're in kind of a flat period of pricing. We have a world supply that's above what our use is. And so we need to find things that buffer us from the commodity side of oil and push us into the value-added side of oil.
If you have any questions or comments for Todd Porter or myself, call us at 258-0550. We will be right back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Melissa's here from Inner Office Furniture and Design downtown Fargo to tell us about the Aaron chair.
The Aaron chair is a classic, iconic chair manufactured by Herman Miller. It was first introduced in 1994, and since then technology has changed, so Herman Miller decided to remaster the chair this year.
So an all-new Aaron chair is coming out. Tell us a little bit about what will be different.
Well, it looks just like the classic Aaron, maintained its classic form, but everything has changed except for the size. And it's not what you see that has changed, but it's what you feel. Herman Miller has increased comfort and ergonomic support by providing a new pellicle material, and that's where Aaron gets its name, think aeration. The pellicle allows heat and humidity to pass through the seat and backrest to maintain even comfort and skin temperatures.
So this, again, looks very similar to the classic Aaron that everybody's familiar with, but everything else has been changed except for the size and the frame. And what is new? What are the new features?
It has a smooth ride. The new tilt allows the chair to move with the user in a natural way. You can shift from forward position for typing and intense focus to reclining postures for conversation and contemplation. It also has a PostureFit SL, which supports the full spine, not just lumbar support. It supports both the sacrum and lumbar regions to mimic a strong, healthful stand. Position.
See the new Aaron at Inner Office Furniture and Design downtown Fargo. Call them at 232-3013 or online at InnerOfficeFargo.com.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Before the hours, we celebrate our nation's independence this weekend. It's What's on Your Mind. We want amazing innovations to drive progress for generations. We want jobs and careers for generations. We want American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations. Today, advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers are making it happen. But with the promise of emerging technologies, the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. This message brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. And speaking of energy, here he is, North Dakota's king of energy, In for Scott Henna today, it's Ron Ness and What's in Your Mind.
Oh, Todd, just because you've done such a fine job on bumper music today. I told Todd here, we got carpet on the walls, and it's basically because I was banging my head against it after having to listen to that hip-hop the other day. But Todd, Representative Todd Porter Mandan is our guest for the last few minutes here. Todd, by my calculation, 96 days until the North Dakota Pheasant Opener.
Man, am I excited for that.
Time to get the dogs out, get them running a little bit. You got a new puppy?
Got a brand new puppy, Isabel. She's getting all set up and ready to go. She's got, she's already given me my limit on Robins and Purple Martins, so I'm looking forward to moving up to the grouse, partridge, and eventually those beautifully colored Chinese chickens.
Well, hopefully we're getting some. We're going to get some moisture out in western and southwestern North Dakota. We're going to be hunting them on pool tables, but I haven't had any reports from our friends out west lately. But it will be here before we know it. So sportsmen, get ready. Todd, we've been talking about value-added energy and the importance to North Dakota and the role the legislature has been playing with that in trying to provide possible incentives, possible opportunities. What's the mood of the legislature and the value statewide? And this Bakken is a big region, a big area of North Dakota, but when you can add a fertilizer plant in a potential place in southeastern North Dakota, what are the thoughts going forward on that?
Well, you know, we look at it from the success story on agriculture. You know, we were a major egg producer for many, many years, and suddenly coming out of the 70s and into the 80s and 90s, people got the idea that why should we be living and dying on the commodity side of this market? Why not do some investments into actual infrastructure and jobs and plants that make something and be an exporter of the next product that the ag commodities make? And that buffers us from these big swings in the commodities market. And that's really where North Dakota needs to go next. I think we know that we're producing a million barrels a day. We need to start using some of that. You know, the amount of oil that stays here and is being used is probably 100,000 barrels between the two refineries. All the rest of it is leaving here and going to create jobs in other parts of the country. We need to now start focusing on what do we need to do in order to lay out the basic footprint for these companies to be interested in locating in North Dakota, bringing those high-paying, good jobs to North Dakota, that even as the commodity price swings, and oil swings from $20 a barrel to $100 a barrel, that those jobs are still here and that part of our economy is still here. And we kind of stabilize our economy with that kind of value-added movement.
We had a number of guests on Wednesday, and we're talking about the incredible 1.5 BCF of natural gas that we're producing and processing in North Dakota on a daily basis, and the number of homes that can heat. But what comes out of that natural gas is the dry gas, which MDU and Xcel use to heat our homes. But then you have all these incredible natural gas liquids, which make all of the commodities which we're going to use on the 4th of July, all of the plastics components, all of the poly products. If we can do that, if we can find that niche market and been able to compete with the Gulf Coast where they've got a lot of supply coming in, you almost create an entirely new industry, another entirely new economy in North Dakota with you've got agriculture, you've got oil and gas, coal, renewables, but then we create this other sector out there, which really has potential to be huge.
That really is where it's at. And don't forget that we have this big thing that runs right through Bismarck and Mandan called the Missouri River that everybody south of us is trying to lay claim to our water that is allocated to us. And if we don't start using our water, they will be able to lay claim. They're talking about digging a ditch through Nebraska to bring water to the face of Denver. And, you know, that's our water as it leaves the state of North Dakota, and we have to start putting that to value-added use also. And all of these plants, whether they're making plastics or whether they're making
some other component require water in that process, and we need to grab onto our other resources and put it to use. And on top of that, you know, we are a net exporter of electricity. You know, why not have a plant that uses electricity so that that can stay in the state and we can have value added on top of our electrical generation industry?
That is truly a direction which I think many, many people feel we need to go, and something that the discussion will continue as we now have the resources, we have the water, we have the, you know, we're going to need the people, we're going to need the skills. So with that, thank you for joining us. And Todd, thank you for assisting me this week. And,
absolutely, Ron, thank you.
We hope that everyone has an incredible weekend and an incredible 4th of July and Independence Day, and appreciate it for what it is. It's not just a day, but it's our independence.
The other day, lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what is it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? Same boy, moved to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call, because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics, and they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.